This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Stephen, good day program with Ken Kessler, Jennifer Horn. I was about to say Roberta, but I know she's not around yet, not back yet. Richie's here. So we are ready and willing and able to bring our thoughts to the world. You can join us on any number of radio stations here, there, and all across the country. You can also, if you're into technology, and I don't think you have to work too hard on that these days, visit us on TuneIn.com. Click on the TuneIn button at GoodDayShow.com/DougStephan.com. Also, RadioAmerica.com. Do we do that if we go to CRN Digital? How do we...
That's
yeah.
It.
Yeah,
CRN Yep.
Yeah.
You can listen on TuneIn, or you can listen on CRNTalk.com.
GCN, you can listen while you work. La, la, da, 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 da.
There's no excuse not to listen. How about that?
That's right. Except that we're not hitting the buttons, and the button that many people are hitting today is the ceasefire underway after the Cairo talks worked at putting things together. There's a letter that has appeared in a number of publications in Europe. It hasn't appeared in America yet, but I'm wondering if it might not be worth spending a moment or two on with regard to my feelings. And I was, if you want to listen to them, hour number three of the Good Day program. This is hour number four, so hour number three of our playback that's available at DougStephan.com. I was fairly strident in suggesting that most people in the world don't want war, don't want trouble, don't want to be upset every day by looking at headlines or being involved in the disputes between Jews and Arabs and Christians and the sorts of things that tend to spoil your day and leave the world in turmoil. I'm looking at a letter, and I'm going to read some of it, if I may. If I may, I'm going to read it, and hopefully you'll pay attention to get the gist of it. This is something that came from a man who lives in London who's Jewish. Dear world, I'm writing you from a place of despair and confusion. When I say world, I don't simply mean the planet upon which we all live, but I address personally whoever is reading this. As somebody who is Jewish, I have a question for you. It's a genuine question to which I can't find a suitable answer through my own thoughts. What is it the world wants from us? Yesterday, a black Islamic flag was flown from an estate in Tower Hamlets in London, and a passerby was shouted at by a group of Muslim youths, "Blank off, you Jew, you're not welcome here." In the past month, the supposedly liberated and forward-thinking capital of England has seen a swastika put onto the side of a Jewish home. Protesters have placed placards with slogans such as "Hitler was right," and an independent arts festival had imposed sanctions upon it because there was a Jewish film being displayed. This sort of thing has happened all over Scotland, and the reason I'm telling you this or bringing this to your opinion, to your attention, is because I don't think, you know, with all of the headlines about Ebola and the situation in the Middle East, not the the Israeli Palestinian thing, but the ISIS and who's in charge in Iraq and all these other things, I don't think there has been anything that I've seen that was as poignant as this. And I didn't know. I don't know. I'll ask around the room here. We have a virtual room that includes Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, and Ken Kessler. Did you know the story about the swastika being put on the side of these homes in London? The Jewish were the Jews. A lot of Jews live in London. A very heavy, big Jewish population. And not so much in outside of London, but a lot of Jews live in London. And so this kind of thing, and it doesn't make any difference whether it happened in London, or happened in, up in Scotland, didn't make any difference where it happened. Now, the fact that it is happening, somebody says Hitler was right. And these sorts of things go unchallenged.
When he killed himself? Yes, Hitler was right. When he killed himself.
When he killed himself, he was right. Yes. Yeah,
absolutely. The sentiment, of the world, though, has started to change. And I don't know if that's
a started to change toward the Jews?
Because
of all of the stuff that was posted that was old?
You know what? I honestly want to nail it down to one thing.
What?
And one thing only, because I think this is when it started.
Yeah.
A month ago, when they showed the video of that UN hospital, or the school, where all those kids had shrapnel in their backs, and they were dying, and there were very graphic, disgusting images that were shown by the media, and people tacked it on Israel, saying, oh my gosh, Israel just killed all these kids. Well, here's the deal. That footage that they showed was actually from Syria, and it had happened years ago, but they aired it as something that had happened just a month ago.
Yeah.
And that little piece of irresponsible journalism, I believe, and just my opinion, simple old me, is responsible for starting this shift of people away from supporting Israel.
I wouldn't argue against that. Kenny, what do you think?
Yeah, I absolutely agree with Jennifer. That's been all over the news, and you know the news media loves to show pictures of.
And it's not even accurate. I mean, that's what the disgusting thing is. It's not accurate.
But yet it has shaped world opinion.
Right.
And in the race to have the first news, nobody checks
it
to see where the footage came from.
Think about it. I mean, this is the danger in consuming media the way we consume it now. Kids, and I shouldn't sound old, but 20-somethings are getting their news. I mean, they're our future. They're the ones that help shape what we think.
Yeah.
They're getting their news in 10-second, 20-second, 30-second increments on social media. And that is very dangerous unless you check your sources and you really trust what you're reading.
To go back to this fellow's, the letter that he has written, what do you want from us? I think that's a pretty good question. What does the world want from those who are Jewish?
I mean, I think, if anything, these guys are the most, I don't know if this sounds funny, but the most responsible participants in war that we can ever think of. They drop pamphlets.
They drop papers
saying, hey, we're going to bomb here tomorrow. You better get your stuff and get out of town.
Yeah.
I don't know how much more responsible you can be to actually notify people where you're going to go and target. Because they're less about targeting people.
Including the bad guys.
Yeah. Less about targeting people and more about their goal, which in this case was destroying those tunnels, was destroying landmarks. I mean, that's what they're going after.
Here's the poignancy here is aimed at the Hebrew Jewish focus versus the Muslim Islamic focus, because that's really what this is about. This fellow writes, Jewish people have never insisted that whatever country we live in becomes kosher. Jewish people have never insisted that their fellow non-Jewish citizens keep the laws of the Jewish Sabbath. Jewish people have never insisted that their synagogues dominate the skyline in towns across the country. We mean no harm. We come in peace because we are not a threatening people. But stop trying to kill us.
Mm-hmm.
And
stop
really,
trying to take our space. I mean, that's the other thing. They just want their own little piece of land.
Yeah. It is really... Jackie Mason said, quote, Jews aren't threatening people. I've never seen a group of black guys walk down the road and say to themselves, man, we better cross to the other side of the street. There's a group of Jews heading this way.
Right.
That's
I just think it's so dangerous that we as Americans are even threatening this relationship with Israel because they need us, yes, but I would almost venture to say we need them more than they need us at this point.
Yeah. It isn't something. This is very. There's so much hate.
Well, in the middle,
the Middle East, yes,
they need us too. Because without us, Israel just unleashes and just takes care of everything they need to.
Yeah,
we're the ones that keep Israel held back to a large extent.
And think about it this way. Again, there's a balance here, and I'm not suggesting there's right or wrong in this, but I just think it's so imperative to think about it in the way this fellow. This is a long. This is a 5-page letter that appeared this morning in the London one of the London newspapers. I'm not sure which one it is. But the question or the point this fellow makes is very poignant about how so long people have been hated, the Jews have been hated, because they were smart, because they were business owners, because they'd done well. The Jews didn't mastermind the atrocities against themselves as a method of gaining sympathy. This fellow writes, I've even read that fanatical Islamic terror groups like ISIS, responsible for so many murders in the past month across the Middle East, aren't Muslims at all. The Muslims are saying they're Jews dressed up as Muslims. What sickness pervades someone whose mind thinks that way? And I guess that's really sort of the bottom line here. I didn't mean to give this as much time because I sort of, in the last hour, put it aside because I said, okay, this is going to go on and on and on and on and on. And even though there's a ceasefire, something will happen in a year or two or three or four or five that'll bring it back around into the focus again. But I read this during the news at the top of the hour, and I thought to myself, this is really something that is important for people to think about. And I'm not saying that either side is right or wrong, but the world gets a point of view, we all do, based on how good the PR is for, really think about it, how good is the PR for the Muslim world that they engender sympathy, as we have just suggested here, for using old footage, for being smart enough to dig up some of this old stuff and parlay it. Understand the Jennifer who brilliantly just explained why this stuff works, because these people, you know, we think they're backward and they're dumb and whatever it is. These people are very smart. They take this video, they parlay it on the international scene, and they gain sympathy for their cause because they understand what Jennifer just said.
Kids.
People don't look at things in a penetrating way anymore. Nope. They just look at the headline.
And kids are the hot button.
Right.
Everybody's talking about how old that driver was, that Tony Sturdy. Oh, only 19. I mean, any time you bring in someone who's a young person, that just amps it to
like
a whole new
about
level.
People around the world use kids to manipulate us.
Yeah.
Politicians, our own politicians do it. The churches
what
do
every
it.
Charity that Everybody needs money, right?
Right?
Every charity
any
that
kid.
Needs money.
Oh,
you have the hungry kids.
Right.
19 past the hour. Good day.
Yeah. The image.
Attention students, this is your principal. I'd like to welcome everyone back to the first day of school. Now for a few announcements. Kmart and Sears are giving Shop Your Way members surprise points that are valid until August 13th and can be used to purchase new shoes, jeans, hoodies, and backpacks. Also, will the person who put a live goat in my office please remove it? Now I will hand it over to our school librarian who will read the legal.
Amount of points awarded based on membership status and other factors. See shopyourway.com for details.
Hi, I'm Doug Steffen with some facts about allergies that will surprise you. Fact one, your allergy symptoms aren't caused by allergens. They're caused by your body's chemical responses to them. Fact two, antihistamines target only one of these chemical responses. Fact three, Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more to relieve your worst nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for a full 24 hours. You've got the facts, now get relief with Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
At 30,000 feet, there's no room for error. To keep a modern fighter jet flying safely year after year requires a highly trained team of expert technicians and specialized equipment.
Echo 311, confirming final inspection. Roger that.
GMC certified service technicians take service and maintenance just as seriously.
And we'll do a full 27-point inspection.
Great, thanks.
With specialized GMC training and genuine parts for every GMC vehicle, you can be sure your GMC is always ready to take off. Incredible thinking, incredible service. GMC certified service. That's professional grade. Get AC Delco Professional DuraStop brake pads installed for only $99.95 or less per axle. Includes rotor inspection. Retail customers only. Turning or replacing rotors, all other services, and tax extra. Visit GMCCertifiedService.com for details, other great offers, and to find your closest GMC dealer.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids. I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Spring time is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
For our daily one-hit wonder contest, we're going to ask you to figure out who it is that sings this hit song, the theme from The Greatest American Hero.
I can't believe it myself. Suddenly I'm up on top of the world. Should have been somebody else.
This was the theme for The Greatest American Hero, Believe It or Not. Number one during this week in 1981. You can call us now at 888-302-3684. Tell us the name of this one-hit wonder artist. Believe It or Not. This guy is from Ontario, California, Jennifer. Grew up in Thousand Oaks. Signed to a recording contract by Denhill Records at the age of 14. Nothing he recorded was hit material. He became a backup singer for Loretta Lynn. And for a while, in the late 70s, he was hired by Mike Post to write and record the theme song for this TV series. Went on to have more success as a songwriter. Wrote a lot of songs and continues to write for the Oak Ridge Boys. So, what's his name? What's his name? 888-302-3684. We're going to send you a CD with a lot of one-hit wonders on it. You just have to tell us the name of the artist who recorded the theme for The Greatest American Hero at 888-302-3684. Richie, I want to practice. I like being a disc jockey. Will you start this again? I want to hear
Set this up.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, welcome to the Doug Steffen Good Day program, where we present you an opportunity every day to win a CD named
Better luck next time.
You told me it was 10 seconds and only 9.
It's 10 seconds.
Nah, it's 9 seconds. That would have been done in 10 seconds.
No, it's 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
bang. Yeah, that's 11 seconds.
So I gave you an extra second, you still couldn't make it.
Right, so try it one more time. I'll do it this next time. Go ahead, one more time. Ready?
Boy,
ready? Okay. All right. And here you go.
We're about to play a song by an artist that only had one hit. Tell us the name of the artist by dialing 888-302-3684. Now you have to listen carefully to this voice.
Oh, Lumpy. Lumpy.
You know, there's a dip there. What'd you say, Kenny?
I said you had it, and then you had to get greedy and keep going.
Well, there's this, and this is what people don't realize about the fine lost art of disc jockeys,
right,
is listening to the music and kind of extending yourself 2 seconds or cutting yourself off 2 seconds to hit that post.
All right, one more time, Richard.
Oh, there you go.
The theme from The Greatest American Hero, believe it or not, number one during this week in 1981. Your job now is to tell us who's singing this song from a one-hit wonder.
Now we're talking. We're going to send you a CD of one-hit wonders, Dougie.
Somebody please call.
Tanya Roberts?
Yes, sir.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. How are you guys?
You sell timeshares? Wasn't that her that did that, Tanya Roberts?
Tanya Roberts.
Would you like to be one of Rich's angels?
Sure.
All right, so you get this all the time. You get teased about your name all the time.
She has no
idea
what we're talking about.
No, she does. I asked her, I said, Tanya Roberts? And she said, yes, indeed, the
Tanya Roberts. All right, you're in Fort Smith, Arkansas, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, what's the name of the song? Who's the singer of the song?
Joey Scarberry, I think.
Joey Scarberry is the correct answer
to
that.
Good job.
Yes. So you get a CD of One Hit Wonders. Congratulations. Thank you for listening to you. Good day. 28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, people are often concerned about their dogs, especially when their dogs get a little bit older and become aggressive. Is this type of aggressive behavior something that the pet guardian should seek out advice from her veterinarian about? You know, your veterinarian who's familiar with your dog can often offer suggestions on helping with aggression. But more importantly than anything else, your veterinarian can examine the dog to make sure there's no physiological reason for the aggressive behavior or the change in the dog's manner. Also, good veterinarians work very closely with good trainers and good behaviorists because veterinary medicine in conjunction with behavior and training can make all the difference in the world. If there is a medical problem, sometimes resolving the medical problem in conjunction with behavioral advice can really put it all together. So if you notice your dog becoming aggressive for no apparent reason, check with your vet, work with your veterinarian, and a good local animal behaviorist or a trainer, they can resolve the problem. I'm Warren Eckstein.
No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reactions as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like, that was good. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Attention students, this is your principal. I'd like to welcome everyone back to the first day of school. Now for a few announcements. Kmart and Sears are giving Shop Your Way members surprise points that are valid until August 13th and can be used to purchase new shoes, jeans, hoodies, and backpacks. Also, will the person who put a live goat in my office please remove it? Now I will hand it over to our school librarian who will read the legal.
Amount of points awarded based on membership status and other factors. See Shop Your Way.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
At
at 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hopefully you'll look back on this day and say it was a good day, perhaps in part from the way you got started. If this is how you start your day, by listening to those of us who are on the Good Day program, I'm Doug Steffen. Ken Kessler is here. Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, with a focus on that collision, the NASCAR collision. It was common in, I guess, present tense as well as past tense. There are a lot of crashes, a lot of collisions in the NASCAR world, on the NASCAR circuit. So here's this young kid, Kevin Ward Jr., whose car spun twice, wheels hugging the wall. It plopped backward onto the dirt track, and he got out of it wearing a black fire suit and a black helmet, got out of the car, and stepped onto the track, defiantly walking pretty much right into Tony Stewart's car.
Mm-hmm.
Standing right in front of it.
And at those speeds, you don't expect to see somebody walking. And secondly, how much time do you need to actually slam on brakes? Could he have stopped?
Well, it looks like he tried to stop.
Yeah.
And it slid a little bit and hit him. But, I mean, just that rear wheel.
Okay. So I'm going to take Jennifer Horn has presented us with some pretty interesting thinking that I would like to lay on you in terms of this incident. We were talking earlier, and you can get the reference for the first half hour of this hour, which is hour number 4 of today's 6-hour Doug Steffen Good Day program. We were talking about images and how people who are Jennifer's age and younger get their news and make up their minds about how they feel regarding issues of the day. And the specific conversation we're having was about the Jews and the Muslims, Palestinians, Israelis, and how it is that the Israelis have become the bad guys in this when they are clearly not, for anybody who thinks it through beyond spending 30 seconds analyzing the actual facts of the situation. I dare say this is the same sort of circumstance, Jennifer, where people will see the headline and they may look at a short piece of video which shows this kid's body up in the air and he lands on the track and, of course, he's dead. They don't, maybe they won't they, whoever it is that's making up their mind about this situation, take the time to look into what actually happened. And maybe there's even another example of that today. The protests of the shooting of that 18-year-old black man in St. Louis suburb. The town has become a mess, according to the mayor, a, quote, huge mess. Businesses have been looted. Cars have been vandalized. Things have been burned because this situation has not been well handled. But yet, taking a short bit of video, it's not unlike what has happened in the past where people will take the context of what someone says or a sentence or a paragraph even, and they'll get the wrong idea about what actually was said. That happens time after time after time. But now, in the sophisticated world of technical media that we have, instant access to it. How many of you have
one image
on your smartphone, a beep that goes off when there's a news story? You sign up for the CNN headline news service.
Mm-hmm.
Beep, 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 beep when something goes off. So they're not going to tell you the whole story. It's going to be a headline. And how many of you are going to dig deeper? It isn't so much that there's a tragedy because the teenager was shot because he... I don't even know what this kid did.
My headline said, for Tony Stewart yesterday, my headline said, Tony Stewart kills driver at...
Yeah, there it is, right there. Yeah. There's the prima facie evidence of what I'm talking about.
That was the link that I got, and I went, what? Tony Stewart? I've talked to this guy.
I thought the same... It looked like to me he hit him. Yeah, exactly.
I thought
there was a fist fight or something.
I mean, you didn't know. So then I was like, what the heck? So I looked up the news story, and even the news story was kind of vague. So I texted my uncle, who's very big into NASCAR, and he's like, oh, here's a link to what happened.
That Eric's father?
Yes, my uncle.
Okay.
And he gave me a little bit of the rundown. But to me, it's so funny that you have to be so diligent and responsible.
You ought to be if you want to know the story.
If you
want to
know what's happening, right?
Then
I mean, otherwise, you
don't care.
You walk around and go, wow, did you hear that, Tony? He killed that guy. And that's what I'm saying. This story is so sad on so many levels. Yes, for this guy's family, but Tony Stewart has this stigma over his head now. He didn't want to kill the guy, I would guess.
I'm watching it on
his life. Forget his career.
And seeing what people actually post, to try and see whether they're carrying that headline forward. And I'm seeing a little bit of both ways. But, you know, here it is. Tony Stewart hits sprint car driver Kevin Ward. Tony Stewart struck.
Makes you feel better.
Killed
like,
driver.
It's more
disturbing. Tony Stewart did run over a fellow driver, was killed. But know the whole story. Here's one headline, motorsports.com. And apparently what happens in these sprint car races, and you see it a lot on NASCAR, if somebody thinks that somebody else ran them into a wall, they will get out, walk under the track, and point at them, and the other driver will drive by.
Stupid, though.
Apparently in sprint car, what they do, you know, these are the small cars on the dirt tracks, is when they drive by the person that's out on the track pointing at them, is they will, quote, unquote, light them up, which means they will hit the gas, kick some dirt into them, and drive by. Well, when I watch this video, and you can only watch it once because it's not nice.
It's disgusting.
This kid, he could not have tried to walk any closer to Tony Stewart's car.
He jumped in front of him.
He almost drove. But it was the rear wheel when it just got a little sideways.
He got under him.
And he knew he was going to, quote unquote, light him up, and it was going to get a little sideways and kick some dirt on him. He stepped right in front of him.
Yep. Yeah.
All right.
So and now to me, that brings up safety points too. I mean, you've got to look at NASCAR now. Obviously this one teaches a big lesson. Maybe people aren't going to be so silly.
I've seen NASCAR drivers step out on the track and throw their helmet at the guy.
Yeah. What do you expect to happen? I mean,
all right.
So
let's take it. We've been talking about this. The Missouri teenager. Here's another incident that, at first blush, makes a California highway patrolman look like the bad guy, and maybe.
Maybe.
Marlene Pinnock said to reporters she thought she was going to die as a California Highway Patrol officer straddled her, beating her in the head on the side of an L.A. freeway. I'll let Jennifer tell you.
Yeah, and if you look at the video, and of course, because now you can't go anywhere without being caught on tape. So this officer was caught on tape. He hasn't even been named, so we don't even know who he is exactly. But he's a young officer. He's been on duty for only a year and a half. But he gets on top. What you see in the image anyway is he gets on top of this woman, and he's pushing her into the ground. He's throwing punches. What you don't hear, though, until you read down, and I counted in this article, until, gosh, probably the last quarter of the article, this woman was a homeless person, had been homeless on and off for 3 years, mostly on for 3 years, and was walking on the freeway to try to find this place where she felt she could sleep safely. I guess there was some place where homeless people gather, and the only way to get there is by walking on the freeway. And so the CHP officer sees her, pulls over, tells her to move off to the side so that he can try to get her off the freeway. She calls him the devil. She was disoriented and basically said she was looking for her home. And so this cop obviously probably thought that he was dealing with a crazy person and probably took the extra step to subdue her. Now, was that right? Did he use excessive force? It looks like it was excessive, but you don't know what's going on. I mean, you just don't know the whole situation when you see these 30-second video clips.
I just watched it, and that all it is him throwing punches. You don't see any of the things that happened before.
Yeah, and it looks excessive when you see it, but you don't know that this woman seems to be out of her mind. And, by the way, when she was brought to the hospital, she was put on a 5150 hold because she wanted to leave, I guess. So,
all right, but again,
it's hard to say. Now, she's speaking out. She's slurred speech now. Who knows? I don't know if that's from this incident or not. It's not clear.
You know what I wonder? Here she is having a press conference.
Right, because she's lawyered up.
And she's all lawyered up. Her daughter, these people don't look like she would be homeless. Her daughter doesn't look homeless. Why is she homeless?
I don't know.
I mean, she's got all this family
and
representatives around with her. Why is she homeless?
To be. But this is now she will cash in, and, you know, she will get a lot of money, that's for sure.
So there's another example of what we're talking about, of people getting information.
I don't understand in this situation why a cop just can't roll her over. He could obviously roll this woman over and cuff her.
Yep.
Unless he thinks that she's on drugs. I mean, that's the only thing
I
can think of.
That's a reason to beat her up?
Well, because people can get superhuman strength and all that stuff. But, I mean, he's a young cop, and he probably went too far. I mean, but still, this woman's walking in the freeway.
You know, when you put that badge on, you've got to be able to control that stuff. I don't know that I could.
And too many police officers don't.
If I get ramped up into that situation and I feel like I have to defend myself against somebody who's going crazy, I don't know that I would feel like I have to punch a 51-year-old woman. I would think that I could roll her over, cuff her without having any problems. But, you know, we don't know. I mean, when you get into these situations and you're a cop, you feel like, okay, I am threatened. I have to restrain this person no matter.
And I have to tell you, this guy may not be a great cop. We don't know yet. But as a person who is a good cop, like as a person who would be a good cop, can you imagine the stress of knowing that you're being filmed every second of every day? Your butt is not only on the line from people that want to do harm to you, but also just the everyday citizens who are trying to record you and second-guess your reactions all the time. I mean, I wouldn't want to do it.
Kind of like being on the radio for 6 hours a day.
Yeah, or bait you, exactly.
Yep, 16 before the hour. In a moment, Jennifer reports on Shark Week and other television information. Yes, folks, Shark Week is finally here. We'll find out what's going
on.
Maybe
there'll be a Sharknado.
That could be. And then there's a Duck Dynasty story.
And the Teen Choice Awards.
All right, so all that's coming up here, 16 before the hour on Good Day.
I try to put myself out there, but it seems they're all the same, just telling me what I want to hear.
Don't fret. You can find your car insurance soulmate. It's easy at Geico.com. You can pay your bill, manage your policy, and you could even save some major cash. If we could reach through the computer to pull your chair out for you and give you a kiss on the hand, we would. Because you deserve to be in a happy, healthy car insurance relationship. That's what life is all about. For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com.
Getting your kids ready to head back to school after a fun-filled summer means finding them easy, on-the-go, nutritious snacks you can feel good about. I'm Risa Jill Miller. It's time to shop for school supplies and stock your pantry and fridge. Aldi's a great option for smart shoppers because it offers high-quality food, household items, and school essentials at low prices. Now, Aldi Simply Nature's squeezable fruit blends have been named 2014 Product of the Year in the Kids Snacks category, the world's largest consumer-voted award for product innovation. Aldi superfan Crystal Smith has more.
It's so hard to find snacks for kids that are both wholesome and enjoyable nowadays. But with Aldi Simply Nature squeezable fruit blends, I know my little one is always getting a convenient, real fruit snack with the quality and nutrition she deserves at an affordable price I love.
For more information on the nation's leading low-price grocer and its recent award, visit Aldi.us.
Today is the day you switch to Rite Aid for one simple reason. Wellness Plus, the card that gives you credits you can use like cash. Plus, discounts that only members get. Plus, 20% off almost the entire store. Plus, that's for a whole year. Plus, rewards that start today and pile on every time you shop. So, if you're tired of missing out on all the pluses only Rite Aid delivers, visit RiteAidWellness.com to sign up and learn more today about Wellness Plus. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal.
At 30,000 feet, there's no room for error. To keep a modern fighter jet flying safely year after year requires a highly trained team of expert technicians and specialized equipment.
Echo 311, confirming final inspection. Roger that.
GMC certified service technicians take service and maintenance just as seriously.
And we'll do a full 27-point inspection.
Great, thanks.
With specialized GMC training and genuine parts for every GMC vehicle, you can be sure your GMC is always ready to take off. Incredible thinking, incredible service. GMC certified service. That's professional grade. Get AC Delco Professional DuraStop brake pads installed for only $99.95 or less per axle. Includes rotor inspection. Retail customers only. Turning or replacing rotors, all other services and tax extra. Visit GMCCertifiedService.com for details, other great offers, and to find your closest GMC dealer.
Mine's boring.
Whoa, talking super excited.
Impressive, huh? Now let's go find some fun.
I'm getting groceries.
Oh, you could get those anytime. Wow!
I love roller coasters.
You know what else you'll love? Super 8's great rates. And with so many super destinations, you can find fun almost anywhere.
Are you even listening? Huh? Sorry.
Funnel cake. Get them every time. Go to super8.com to find your super destination. Super 8. Destination super. All Super 8 hotels are independently owned and operated.
All right. 13 before the hour. Jennifer.
Yes.
The update on Shark Week. What's happening on
Shark
Discovery
Week,
Channel?
Get your shirts on because Shark Week starts today, Dougie. Isn't that exciting? Are you all ready?
My God, I can
for a whole
wait.
Week of specials about the wild world of sharks. It's very fun. All right. Also, not shark related, Gina Davis. Remember her?
Yeah.
Big actress?
Yes.
Well, now she's going to TV. She's booked a major role, major arc on Grey's Anatomy, which is good because they're a little light. They've had some actresses leave, so she'll be stepping in to cause some drama over at Grey's Anatomy. Speaking of ABC, they canceled a drama series this week. They canceled the show Black Box, which they put a lot of advertising money into, but it just didn't go anywhere. Good news for fans of Arrested Development. Netflix, the CEO, Ted Serenatos, fancy name, told USA Today that he's positive another season of Arrested Development will be on the streaming service. It did so well for them the first time. Why not do it again?
That show's had such a life.
Isn't it great, though? Yeah. I love that it comes back. I love that they're redoing these shows that were great, like 24. All right, if you missed Simon Cowell, Dougie, and I know you like him.
Yeah. I like him because of what he brings to the
Yeah, The X Factor was canceled here on Fox, but Access TV, which is a new and up-and-coming network, has signed a deal with Simon Cowell and Fremantle Entertainment. They're going to bring back Simon as the judge in the UK, so he'll be doing The X Factor again. He started this season, and we'll be airing it here in the U.S., so if you need a Simon fix, you can see it on
So there won't be, TV. He's not going to come back to American Idol.
Looks like that's the case, but who knows? I mean, maybe for a final season? In a year or two, what do you
think? Final season of American Idol?
Britain's got talent, whatever's got talent, Afghanistan's got talent. It's only in like 40 countries. He's fine. He's making
And he
money.
Makes all that
oh,
money.
He made
exactly.
All that money.
Now, yesterday, the Teen Choice Awards took place, and although we are not quite teens, I mean, I just turned 20 and Doug's 25, but you know, I thought we could recap the award winners for TV at least. Choice TV actress was Lucy Hale for Pretty Little Liars, and for sci-fi fantasy, Nina Dobrev in The Vampire Diaries. On the men's side, Tyler Blackburn won for Pretty Little Liars. And in sci-fi, in the TV Choice category, you can see there's a trend here. Pretty Little Liars won for Best Drama Series. Reality Show is Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Nothing too exciting there.
No. All right, so let's see. Well, I just clocked out for a minute. Duck Dynasty, did you do that one?
Oh, no. Duck Dynasty has made a statement that they're still plugging along, Dougie. Even though their ratings are down, they're looking at doing a spinoff series because it's been such a hit for A&E.
Call the Quacks.
The Quacks.
51 past the hour on Good Day.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy, mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity Mineral Makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLouHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.
A new study shows that Americans with type 2 diabetes can completely reverse the disease by eating healthy foods. In other words, no cure for type 2 diabetes.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. The medical news that's important for you to understand the ramifications. Dr. Ken is one of the best sources for this kind of information, so he's here to discuss vitamin D. I was reading something, Ken, and I'm trying now to place it about vitamin D and vitamin B, and how important it is for both of them for different reasons. And so, D, your focus on D.
Yes, let's break out the news that's occurring this week. This is great news. This is published this week in the medical journal Neurology, that adults 65 and over that do not get enough vitamin D have an increased risk of developing Alzheimer's disease. Adults with even a moderate vitamin D deficiency are 69% more likely to develop dementia. Salmon, tuna, milk, and eggs offer healthy doses of vitamin D. Sun exposure in moderate amount, I recommend about 15 minutes, about 3 to 4 times a week, can also help the humans absorb proper amount of vitamin D. So this is an easy way to correct and lower your risk of getting dementia. Ask the doctor to occasionally check your vitamin D level when they do your blood levels.
All right. Now, vitamin B, I have a problem with gluten, so I go without it. And Meredith was reading something online that she was sent yesterday, Ken, about vitamin B. And if you don't have enough gluten, you need to supplement with B. Is that controversial? Or is that, D, can you get too much of anything?
You can get too much of anything, but B is a water-soluble vitamin, so you can take a supplement. I'm sure you do, and get some extra B, no big deal.
daily aspirin routines. Now, this is back and forth. This stuff drives me crazy because we talked about on the weekend program and here, Ken and I do a weekend program that's aimed at getting your calls and questions answered from the medical point of view, whatever you have. If you want to join us, 7 o'clock East Coast time on Saturday mornings. Aspirins now may help prevent cancer. There have been warnings, a plethora of warnings about aspirin. Don't take it. It's bad for you. Now, this is what drives me nuts about science.
Well, let me help. It's not really science. It's just advancing the knowledge down the road. Because there are concerns about any pill we put in our mouth, and there are concerns about aspirin because it can irritate the gut, the stomach, the intestines, and cause bleeding. But the news this week is out of the Annals of Oncology, new studies showing that taking low-dose aspirin, which has a much less likelihood of causing bleeding, every day reduces the risk of developing and dying from colon, stomach, or esophageal cancer, and it appears that the benefits do outweigh the risk in this setting.
So you're saying take an aspirin. Are you going to take an aspirin every day?
I'm telling you to talk to your doctor.
No. I'm not taking that. Yeah. I want to know.
Here you go, Ken. The pressure's on.
No,
if you're going to take an aspirin every day, for somebody
between 50 and 65, the data shows you definitely should. And a baby aspirin a day for me is fine.
A baby aspirin, not a regular aspirin.
Exactly. And talk to your doctors because you and I should not be prescribing over the radio.
Well, I don't care. I can do it. I can practice without a license. I'm okay. Who's going to shoot me?
Yeah, you won't get in any trouble.
No,
I have to renew my licenses.
I'll stamp them. Give me a rubber stamp. I'll give you your license is approved as far as I'm concerned.
We'll be making license plates in a long time.
If your hair is thinning and you're concerned, Dr. Ken wants to fix that problem.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are all growing older every day, except Doug. And many things happen to our body, but losing our hair prematurely does not need to be one of them. Not anymore. Not with Provia Natural Hair Therapy from Chamonix. Gary, one of our listeners from Florida, does not believe his hair thinning and falling out all over the place is a part of aging gracefully. He writes us, "Your product works miracles. I've seen an incredible change. Now I do not have to worry about hair implants or going for a consultation. Fuller and thicker hair as promised." Of course, Provia works for both men and women. In fact, it's safe for colored and treated hair. And now for all your summer activities, Provia has great summer sale. Your stronger, fuller, healthier hair is just one phone call away.
And that phone number, handy, I have this handy, 800-543-5817. Results are guaranteed or your money back. 800-543-5817. Right now, mention Dr. Ken. You get a free month supply of Provia. 800-543-5817 to better the chances of you being looked upon favorably when it comes to your hairline anyway. Provia cleanses the pores, allows the hair under your scalp to grow. 800-543-5817.
This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dry foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now is the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The Giant Factory Authorized Mountain House Sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.